Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Angie Mitchell and Tyler Pearson of the Knoxville Wellness Coalition as we discuss what the coalition does and also talk about the Musical Playground Project.
I appreciate both of you taking time out with me today. The first question I really want to ask is about the Wellness Coalition. When did it start? What do you guys do?
I'd say we got started about 4 or 5 years ago. As a school group, we had our own wellness group, and then we heard other community partners had wellness groups, and we thought, why are we doing this on islands? Let's bring all these together and let's have a common goal. And I would say it's a group of like-minded people. Anybody is welcome to come and go as they please, and we're just trying to want to promote health and wellness in our community, both through our students and our families. So we've done a few different efforts and bring in events, and I'd say we put on a handful of events every year just to promote health and wellness in our community. So
does that include nutrition as well, or is it just kind of like exercise sort of things? Or
I think we've kind of gone in all directions, and what wellness means and encompassing that. Even one of our projects partnering with Knoxville Hospital and Clinic, looking at the mind, body, and spirit. So part of that is nutrition, and part of it is what we think, and part of it is how do we move our bodies. So we haven't really limited to just one thing. Another of our events was our back to school bash and bringing community partners together that may be local providers or public health or counseling or Miss Mary Strawberry or churches who are giving out materials to students in need. So we've tried to be all encompassing and not just focus on one area.
Well, one project that came up at the most recent school board meeting was the Musical Playground. What is a Musical Playground, and talk a little bit about that project?
Yeah, so we heard about this idea years ago, I would say, but
this has been a long time in the making.
Yeah, it's the idea is we take instruments that are high quality, they're going to last outside, they put them on a playground, you could say, and it is a large piece of musical equipment that kids can come up and interact with and explore, and some of our more musically gifted families have came out here on the weekends, and they play on instruments, and they join others, and then they play together. So you get multiple instruments playing, and it actually sounds good. When I take my family of elementary age kids, it's more just banging around and having fun with it. But we bought our first piece of playground and put it at Panther Park a while back. That's at the administration building. And our goal with this most recent purchase is we're going to buy a full set of things. So we have four different pieces of equipment. It includes the swirl, the embarimba, the yancey, and the standard tuned drums. So that's four different pieces of equipment that we're going to kind of circle together and let kids go and interact with musical equipment. So we're just really hoping that kids can explore their creativity and have fun with it and maybe pique an interest in music at an earlier age.
So yeah, it really looks like this project, not only as you mentioned, the physical, but also the mental side of it with the creativity part of it.
I would say because this equipment is such high quality, we're having it shipped over to us from Harmony Park, which is an online website, but each piece of equipment is thousands of dollars. So over the first purchase we made and this most recent one that was board approved on Monday, we'll have about $25,000 of musical equipment that is we're going to locate at one of our elementary schools and let the kids kind of interact and play with it.
What's the timeline with the project now?
Our hope is we're going to get it ordered later today, actually, and then depends on the shipping and stuff, but we hope to have it ready to go at the beginning of next school year. We have to partner with our maintenance team and our administration to figure out what location makes the most sense for the students, so it's not interrupting the learning environment in the classrooms, but they can easily maintain it down the road.
What other events or projects do you have coming up?
Oh, coming up in May 14th.
Yep.
We have Little Panther Relays, and that is different from the school track and field days. This will be open for preschoolers through sixth grade to come and participate in a track and field day. So they can register ahead of time. Information's going out with all of our elementary students and up through sixth grade. And can they register that day,
yeah,
Tyler?
Yeah, so it's $15 to register, and they can get those picked up from the school, or they can email one of us. We can pass on the information. But mm-hmm. The cool part about this is, yes, there's track and field day through the schools, but this is a more competitive environment where you're truly having winners and losers for that first time, which is exciting for kids mm-hmm. and lets them measure themselves against the grade above them or the grade below them a little bit. And then not just Knoxville kids, you can race against other kids around the
yep.
state. So we've had families join us from Indianola and Grinnell, Carlisle and Pleasantville and Melcher Dallas, and it's just a healthy event, you could
yep.
say, that kids are coming to compete in a fun, safe environment. Everybody gets a free t-shirt with their $15 registration. Then there's trophies for the winners and medals for second through sixth place.
There'll be a concession stand with some healthy options. And so hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and people can come out and enjoy it. Bring grandmas and grandpas and lawn chairs and watch the kids compete. It's been really fun in the past.
So kids are allowed to compete in three events. Their options are like long jump, high jump, shot put, discus, and that kind of depends on the age group. We're not going to give shot puts and discus to our youngest kids, but all that information is on the flyers. And then there's shorter races from like the 100 meter dash all the way up to like the mile long race. So it's fun to see those kids that train for this. And there's track clubs in other communities, and we're hoping to get one going in our community that this is one of their events that count on every year because they're competing against other towns, and it's really fun.
Well, I appreciate both of taking time out with me. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Angie Mitchell and Tyler Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.